Blog Talk Radio.
I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business than the A. I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business than the A. Than the A, than the A, than the A, than the A.
Sucker, well, I ain't that nigga. I'm looking for the money with a bank at, nigga. I'm triple OG, I rank that nigga. I'm cold. Ride through the city on fall, better cash in the rolling for the bitches in the hole. Hanging out the window of a Bentley. I just met my connect, dropped up, stone in the blood. On James, we rolling. Ain't we ballin'? Got a problem with a nigga, bang that bout it. Nigga nowadays, that ain't like shouting. Don't spit that cocaine like shouting. Better on 5 days, blank ain't like shouting. Flow don't go insane, I'm mental. Blowing presidential, 20 bricks off in the rental. We official ATL is with plenty of sell again. DEA on I tell again, with tell amigo melody. Yo, what trap nigga shit I did? Say you want 100 bricks, well I bet I get. Tell the sucker nigga tryna rip my city. K-I-N-G, bitch, best get wet. All I know is gon' get it. Swag so silly, checks on dick, I'm wrecked up with it. Got a house, color porn, stay stacked up with it. Got a Louis V bag, stay stacked up with it. Big diamonds in my Cuban, they won't be what we gon' shoot. And my inner A is undisputed. We some legend, best to do it, man.
I keep it playin', watch some juice to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it playin', watch some juice to play it safe. Go check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A, in the A.
Buckingham Palace, I'm bucking on the motherfucking beat. God damn it, I ain't lost a step, but some of y'all niggas flout to death. Just playing ball, I was called the best, and now they only call me Daddy Fat Tax. I ride a Cadillac with a diamond in the back, at the sun rooftop. My doctor said I'm lacking the vitamin D. I need the sun won't stop. Shine brighter, grind tighter. To anybody in your top 10.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor for December the 29th of 2014. Your host and the number one student in the game of pro wrestling, Wayne Benitez. What up, everybody? It's been a long night. Right now, we're not going to talk about no boring ass Monday Night Raw. Man, how can these people sit 3 whole fucking hours to watch mostly crap? What's next? They're going to show a hologram of Miz Sindel taking on Andre the Giant. And I think people even watching Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood want to really know if that nigga Young Bird is coming out the closet and shit or whatever like that, or even Monday Night Football. So, yeah, we got a guest for y'all. Make it 2. He is Mr. Turn Up, Owen Knight, and Kiera Hogan.
What's going on, bud?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man.
You sound tired. I know, yeah. You know, you have had to sit and watch, even fast forward some of Monday Night Raw. So, so I can get away from it. So, how's your day going today?
Well, we actually just got home. We were at wrestling practice. We're actually just finishing up Raw. Owen's a really big fan of Edge, so of course he had to watch it.
Right.
But yeah, I've been okay. Yeah, we've been in school. We
came to practice earlier tonight, so we didn't catch the whole Raw. I mainly wanted to watch Raw for Edge, honestly. So some of the segments tonight, it was okay, but it's kind of like how it's going.
Right.
Well,
And tell me, who did both of y'all out of lives while growing up watching wrestling?
Well, I first started watching it when I was like 4, but I never brought it to the surface until like around when I was like 11. But I had watched, you know, Edge has always been my, you know, favorite wrestler out of. I know it's kind of weird because usually people use the same Stone Cold, Steve Austin, The Rock, you know, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, like some of the ones who like you normally hear from everyone growing up. So a lot of people really don't kind of, they don't really know how to take when I say Edge. This is so sad because, you know, he was a big superstar, but not as, you know, at that time. But yeah, Edge, storytelling, everything. He's impactful, and, you know, that's what makes him awesome.
And and Kiara, I also heard that you was also a Mickey James fan growing up also.
Yes.
I started watching wrestling when I was about 12 years old. One of the first matches I saw was between Mickey James and Trish Stratus at WrestleMania. So after that, I pretty much loved her. She just, her character, she can be heel, face, she pretty much did it all. A lot of women say Trish Stratus and Lita, of course, those are, you know, some of my other favorites. But Mickey James, she's more than just a manager. She's more than just a pretty face. She's a wrestler, and that's what I love most about her. She's just a very empowering woman. Lita's awesome as well, but Mickey James, and not only that, I got to see her returning match to the Indies at Queens of Combat 3 in North Carolina. So that was really amazing.
Shout out Mickey James one time.
And yes, how was it like being trained at WWA 4?
I'm still there, you know. Mr. Hughes is a very, very stern teacher. He's a very stern teacher. He teaches us how to do it, you know, right. And not to criticize any, you know, other wrestlers. You know, no wrestling is wrong. Because if wrestling was wrong or if you had to do it a certain way, it wouldn't be unique. You know what I'm saying? So everyone brings a different attribute to wrestling as a whole. But as far as school, it's very intense, very one-on-one. He critiques every little thing that we mess up. And he always tells us, like, you know, to find the line. And hot damn it. Yeah, that's his favorite word. Hot damn it is his favorite word when it's kind of weak, you know, something we're not quite getting anything. He says that and gets it off. AWS, and we, you know, we fuck it down, we give them. But college school as a whole is very, very fun, very, very enlightening. Anyone who would like to come, I'm plugging school, come down to WWE 4, no matter Georgia, the high school guy.
Right. It's actually so many students and a lot of guys that came up from the business that came from there, like the Moose.
Yeah, you have your Moose,
Hoo-ha,
AR-Fox,
Gresham,
John Gresham, Black Baron, pretty much, and Dark Mind. Them and a lot of other ones, a lot of up-and-coming ones, like DC Alien, SP Ghost, there, you know, and so on and so on, Odyssey. And
even Heath Slater, also, that's on the day-to-day roster.
Yeah. And if, I don't know, not sure if you know, but AJ Styles and Jimmy Wang Yang, they went to that school as well, like back in the early 90s, when before it was ran by you, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, definitely one of the top schools in the U.S.
It's very because originally I was, you know, on my way to OVW when they was, you know, associated with WWE at the time, but I had found WWE 4 and, you know, wanted to give it a try because it seemed as if, you know, it'll be more. I guess not want to say more sensible. I guess it's just you know, I wanted to have different choices, you know, as far as ring time. I wanted a lot more ring time than OVW at
right.
the time, you know, yes.
And also, what is your memories of working with A.T. Allen?
Oh, D.T. Allen. He is a very, very competitive individual. You know, he's from Detroit, Michigan, and he's actually the first person I've ever met from Detroit, Michigan, and he's everything that city is. Very, very rough. Very, very, as far as his ring work, everything's very, you know, crisp and precise about what he does and what he does in the ring. It always makes sense. I've never seen or had a match that, I mean, I couldn't tell the story of. You see what I'm saying? And some
right.
of the memories of him are kind of pretty, are not the number one, but close to, you know, what some of the best memories there at my school. That was the matches where I really had to try harder than I ever had before. Really had to work for whatever, all that I've learned at WWE4 had series of matches we had came up right then and there. So it was cool. Very, very fun.
Hey, Kiara, how was it like being the general manager role and also becoming a backstage announcer at first?
Well, I started off as an interviewer late last summer. Hugh came to Owen and asked him if I wanted to interview. So I have to thank Hugh for giving me the opportunity to interview. I loved interviewing. I loved announcing. I still do it to this day. I'm still announcing and interviewing in Georgia, North Carolina, you know, trying to still get jobs. I still am the GM of WWE4 right now. Our Super Show is actually this Thursday.
At 8 o'clock.
Bell time is 7:30.
Oh, I'm sorry.
According to Pete.
Bell time is at 7:30 because there's a lot of matches, a lot of superstars on Facebook. Come now.
I'm still the GM. I think that being a GM behind so many of the other GMs that we had, Kevin Peter, Devin Nicole, Rossi, I wanted to play a bigger role as a GM. You know, of course, if you've seen the YouTube channel of WWE4, you saw that I was kind of playing the mastermind behind Owen Knight getting the belt. And I admit it, I love my position, and I feel like if I'm in power, I should use my power to the advantages of my spirit, you know. So I really love my position.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. And how was that also experience of being the manager also of Owen Knight?
Well, you know, I started managing him at AWE, Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. We actually just announced that we're doing shows at the Masquerade. Our first show will be January 29th.
That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday night.
But it will be moved to Friday after the Thursday night show. Masquerade. Be there.
And, you know, I started at AWE as an interviewer. I only had, like, one or two times that I actually interviewed at AWE. And then Josh Wheeler actually asked me if I wanted to manage. We plugged that I wanted to manage. It was my first time managing. At first, you know, I was nervous, especially being heel. I've always been the good girl, always been the, you know, sweet little interviewer that everybody loves. And then when I started managing a heel, I had to become a heel. Actually, at AWE, we are very well hated. So we have a lot of heat behind us right now.
That's a lot of, mostly a lot of big women don't like.
Yeah. We have a lot of heat going behind us right now. And then, of course, at AWE, I had my little altercations with the Priscilla Kelly. If
the glitter, the positively glitter girl.
Yeah, the positivity. And we had our little feud with Jeremy Foster and Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
We actually want to keep our heat going. We just had a match with Milo Bigley, the wrestling bump, which was pretty good. I love managing Owen. It's very insightful. We work very well with each other. We have chemistry on and off camera, so we work really well together. I love managing.
Yes, and I do also, both of y'all kind of remind me of a younger Chris Candido and Tammy Lynn Sitch when they first started out as a duo.
Thank you. Thought you about to say a young Angelina. I was about to mark out over here. I was waiting. I was like, oh, my God, he's about to say it. But thank you.
And also, what is your memories of working at AWE?
Well, we're still there right now. We're still promoting it as best we can. We're not at the top yet, but we're trying to get there. You know, we're the couple with the most heat behind us right now. We're the only couple there.
It's a lot of fresh faces there, you know. And Josh, he's the first to tell you. And, you know, Jim Gray and Murder One, they want to bring a certain, I want to say, back to, you know, Georgia as far as wrestling. And I'm not sure if you were, you know, caught the review of the last show. I'm not sure if you were out, but we went out with a bang, you know. And it's the only thing that you got to do. You have to start from somewhere. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, Josh, Murder One. I already had a one-on-one encounter with Jimmy Ray, but what I've heard about him is a very, very vital person. He loves this first form. So you always got to have people that love this first, not just first.
Yeah, we have a lot of people behind at AWE that are very, well, insightful. They have a really good knowledge about the business. Murder One, of course, Jimmy Ray. Josh is behind pretty much our promotion. He really promotes us. We also have really good photography and camera work by Heather Harmon that we have to give our props to. She takes wonderful pictures of us and everybody at the show. We have a lot of good, you know, mindset behind AWE. It's not just, they're not trying to just be another ring-to-ring promotion in Georgia. They want to bring back knowledge and psychology back to Georgia wrestling, you know?
Psychology. Let's capitalize the word in bold and underline. Psychology. That's it right there. Psychology. You know, a lot of people, you know, don't really have that. Not saying. Say that again?
it's definitely a lot of new ones that come up on the scene don't use the ring psychology that much.
Exactly, and you know, to plug WWE for one more time, that's what, you know, Mr. Hughes instills in us. If there's any, if there's not anything else, it's psychology. It has to make sense, especially for, you know, there's certain smarter fans out there than the fans now. You know, you have your Mark and regular fans, and the Mark will know a little bit more than, you know, just the regular fan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they'll understand something that doesn't make sense before a regular fan. So you see what I'm saying? So psychology is a big, big, extremely big point. And that's what I try to do in any of my matches, no matter if it's at WWE or anywhere, WWE or anywhere I wrestle. Psychology, you want to tell a story. And that's, you want to tell a story. It's storytelling. So you want to instill that. Whoever's in the crowd,
right,
whoever you want them to remember. Not just going there and do a whole bunch of nonsense.
And that's another thing you really like to, you know, mention about Owen, that when we do practice matches at the school, he tells stories. He has very good ring awareness and psychology when it comes to his matches. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of matches that he puts together come from him. He has more psychology than most people that have been in this business for longer than we have. He's only been in the business for like, what, 3 years maybe? Maybe a year and a half? Yeah, almost 3 years. But that's something that a lot of people don't get. A lot of people still are lacking psychology when it comes to wrestling matches. That's something that Owen really likes to mention. He really likes to show that it's a story, and he wants to tell that story throughout the whole match. The whole time that we're out there, we're selling one thing after another. From the time that we hit that curtain to the time that we leave, we want to tell a story, and that's something that we pride ourselves on.
Right, definitely. Especially one of these other divas from WWE, I'm glad that's off TV for a couple months now, Eva Marie, that I can't even spell worth anything. And maybe she's back in the Performance Center right now learning more about the business, and also Sara Del Rey is teaching her how to sell and even do ring psychology.
And new moves besides the roll up. Just
exactly.
Stay down there.
And definitely, what is your memories of working with K-9?
Ah, the dog, my dad. That's a good question. K-9 is what he is. He's a dog. He, like many other, you know, superstars at the WWE World Arena, is vicious. That's, if you don't know anything about, you've never seen a K-9 match live. You look him up on YouTube anyway, the first thing you're going to say is he's vicious. He's ruthless. That's exactly what a K-9 is. So my memories with him is actually pain, hurt. It really is. I've had a lot of hurt, injuries. I chipped my tooth. Not chipped my tooth. I had an injury with my mouth involved in my teeth. Blood everywhere. And it's just, you know, that's just how K-9 is. When you get in the ring with K-9, you can't be like, okay, let's keep safe. You know, you got to, you know, he's going to push. He's going to take you to the next level, no matter how many matches. Exactly. It's like a car crash waiting to happen. But instead of it happening on him, he's hitting you with the car. He takes you to a new level every match, makes you want it even more after every match. Can't count many matches we've had, but every match that we have had, I've always tried to bring it, because I know he's going to bring what he has and plus him. So my memories of him is a lot of pain, but a lot of fun and challenging my mind, body, and
yeah, K-9 is a very talented worker. He's very talented. He's really aggressive. He's scrappy. That's what he's known for. He's known for his aggression. Every time he goes out there, he shows everybody that he is the dog, and he bites hard.
And if you ain't paying attention, he will make you pay attention. So that's right.
That's a very talented worker.
And also, you also been in the ring with Marco Polo. How was him also working with him?
Well, he loves the ladies. I can say that much. So it's almost like a cat and mouse, actually, because you know. He's fast, and then he kind of wants to, you know, he flirt, especially with the ladies. Loves the ladies. The last time I, you know, worked there was the ladies' night, and that's all he was all that the ladies say. So, like I said, in wrestling, you have to adapt, you know, gift the body. Because you're really not going to complete wrestling the same person. Hey, it's somebody new. It just, there's a lot of curveballs in wrestling. But as far as him, he's very talented as well. I met him at a show. I think the first time I ever met him was at Fall Brawl in Thompson, Georgia last year. We had a conversation, you know, swamped information about Facebook, and pretty much how, you know, that all came about. So he's a cool guy. Ladies, man, he loves ladies. Cool guy. And his head is really shiny.
What is your memories of Jeremy Foster?
You know, like Kira was saying earlier, she was, valet Jeremy Foster for a while, as we had our, as I like to call it. Jeremy, I never really knew much of Jeremy from the time, until we started working. So, for the memories I do have, he's more of a collegiate style wrestler, you know. You know, a lot of days you see a lot of, you know, spots and a lot of, as I like to call it, nonsense. He really kind of breaks it. He's technical. He's very technical. So I did wrestling for 1 year. That was my last year. I decided to break my last year. So I really didn't know what I was really getting myself into as far as matches, especially, you know, starting it. Because, you know, one thing, and I'm on my back, and I have to hurry up and get off because I don't want to lose a match. Okay? So he's, you know, technical, very technical. He can wrestle.
And also, Kiara, what's your memories of Priscilla Lee Kelly?
Before I started working with Priscilla with AWE, I had known her from I watched her on my Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. Honestly, it was one of my favorite shows when I first met her at one of the first AWE shows. She's a very sweet girl. She's one of those people that's really ready to learn and do pretty much anything. She's raring to go. She's young, she's sweet, she's fun. Working with her, she broke me out of just being an interviewer and an announcer. She made me a worker. I'm transitioning from manager to worker, so she's really, working with her at AWE is helping me to make that transition. At AWE, it's just me and her, of course, besides the one this match. The one women's match that we did have at AWE, which was Jordynne Grace and Devin Nicole, which was a great match. Working with her is breaking me from that show. I love working with her, honestly. They're trying to take both of our characters, my character and her character, and take them in different directions. So I don't know if we're still going to be feuding right now, but I love working with her. She's wonderful to work with. She's a sweet girl. She listens very well. I love working. I really hope our feud will continue.
What's your opinions about Black Hawk Oil?
Blackheart, what you said, what am I, Dylan?
Yes, the punk rocker.
His mohawk's very dry. But Blackheart is hardcore. That, you know, pretty much sums it up. I mean, my feeling towards him is you know, he is a punk rocker. You know, they punk rockers always think they, you know, do or say what they want. They really have no regrets, quote unquote, about what they do, where they leave their mark. So, quote unquote. So, I mean, my feeling to him, I mean, he's just, you know, just like everyone else in independent circuit, trying to get to the big dance, and he'll do it by any means necessary. So, the mutual, you know, sense of, I guess, communication. But as far as, you know, him wanting that top spot, it has to be, you know, earned. You know, it can't be just, it can't be handled. In our match that we had for the third in Sanity Street Fight. So, I know that's his element. This would be my first ever Street Fight. So, I mean, but it really can't be that complicated. Watch the DC brand all that. That's not dangerous. I don't know what it
is. And what are your memories of Insanity Pro Wrestling?
What's the new promotion? This is a new promotion. This is our third show. It's from Cartersville, Georgia. So it's different. It's at a skate park, first promo. So not only are we wrestling in front of wrestling fans, we're wrestling in front of people who probably stopped watching wrestling around the time the Attitude Era ended, which a lot of my friends outside of wrestling stopped watching wrestling because of that era. Majority of my friends don't. So it's very different. The venue itself is very wide and spacious, so we have a lot of room to roam. So I just want to keep just, you know, getting better and better as far as promoting shows and hopefully go into something bigger and better than where it started.
Yeah. And also, what are your memories of A.R. Fox?
A.R. Fox is, he's different. I'll start first off. I don't really know him personally. I know him more on a professional. And he cares. He cares about me. He loves me. He'll be the first to tell you. When he comes to the school and everything, he takes and he teaches. He's not just saying a bunch of gibberish. He's not just out there scrambling. If he says something, you know, most people would listen because, you know, he's been there. He's all over the world. He's one of the most famous industry stars today. So, especially him coming out of WWE4, it's something that, you know, people at the school and, you know, myself would want to get one day. We want to be a top star at, you know, in promotion, in people promotion. So, I have, you know, respect for him. I've never came across disrespect to him, nor have I done the same. So it's always been a, you know, respect. And after, you know, I've only had one match with Fox, and that was a totally different level from any other one. Because not only was he, you know, a top indie, but he was an alumni. So all eyes were on me, basically, if I could cut the muscle, so to speak. That was everything. So with all that, plus the craziness he did in the match, and just realizing the fact that, you know, this takes the place to show people that I can actually hang with some of the best that are. So it was a very enlightening experience. He's a very calm and chill person. He's cool.
Yeah. Also, you also worked with Dog Mun. How was that?
Violet. Violet. He's a very big, agile, big man. He flies. He's dangerous. He's scary. Versatile. One, he's agile. He's very strong. And he's impactful. That pretty much sums it up. He's impactful. And he doesn't get to, I don't quite see a lot of big men fly as he does and push the envelope as far as he does. He kind of pushes it a little bit too far. So, with that being said, I'm going to be quiet because Mike said, shout out to Mike.
And how was it for you this weekend to see the Redskins actually lose to the Cowboys?
Oh man, I didn't think I was gonna be asked a question like that. I'm a diehard Redskins fan. Anyone knows personally, I'm from Washington D.C. So I mean, our season was terrible. We was, what, 4-12, 4-13? So, and plus that game, we was just doing anything, honestly. So, every year, I say this, mama say this, everyone's resting saying, hope they can do better. We always aim for the Super Bowl. I aim for the wild card, because if they get to the Super Bowl and the playoffs, that would be, you know, hellish frozen over. So I'm a little bitter. I went with, I actually went to Kier's father's house to watch the game. He's a Cowboys, you know how that is. Story, pretty much. But next season, hopefully. What, you have a football team?
Yes, I'm a Redskins fan also.
Okay, I see you. Okay.
Right. I'm around the corner of the stadium.
Oh, you live out there in Landover?
Landover, right now I'm living in Baltimore, so I've been a Redskins fan since day one.
Okay, shout out Vimo once. I knew you was from somewhere from the DMV. Your accent. Okay, I see you.
Shout out DMV one time.
Right. It's just so hard to see them be humiliated with their last game at home.
The way they were playing, they was just playing either they won or lost. This season was over. They was just doing anything. RG3 had a great game against the Eagles, from what I've heard. And then he had that game. I think RG3 has to get smarter. You know what I'm saying? He's fragile. With the injury, you know, from the injury he got when he played with Baylor. He's fragile. So they have to be smart enough. First, defense. And then he has to become a smarter quarterback. Hopefully next week we can get it done. Hopefully.
Right, and definitely they need a line.
They do. And because he likes to move. He does it. He kind of just finds an opening and just goes. So I hope. I don't know, because we've had, like, I want to say, don't quote me, 8 head coaches? I'm not sure. That might be the wrong number. But we've had several head coaches with passing. And had to got it. I guess the most successful one was probably Joe Gibbs and Mike Shanahan. The last season, he was 10-6.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if we got to start with the coach, management. The quarterback, no. We have to keep him. He's an awesome quarterback. You just have to.
I would say the general manager.
That's what I was thinking, too. So maybe if they lose him, then maybe. But my mom, she'll tell you that they have a curse on the skin because they won't change the mascot, but that's another story.
Right. I guess they're going to continue letting, you know, shows like South Park bring up the name Redskins Go Fuck Themselves. Or the Every Parody.
Exactly. But I guess that'll probably be the trending topic for the rest of the playoffs. So Pierre became a Redskins fan over the weekend, I gave her her Redskins card. My mom bought her a little hat, so she wore it, she wears it. So, hey, Redskins, don't be shy, go over there, girl.
She already got the hair also.
Uh-huh, see, you already got the hair, see? I need some gold. Don't be able to touch the glass.
And definitely, is hopefully they'll get some draft picks, the right draft picks, maybe mostly offensive line on the early picks, and then a safety.
It's got to be some tweaking. It has to be, you know. And to, you know, put back, I mean, and just like for wrestling, you have to tweak stuff. You can't, you never can learn too much. That's what I said up here. It's some things that I would overthink, and Kier would just dumb it down, because sometimes I have to, and vice versa. So, you know, you always got to tweak. You can never not say you never need to prove. Kier,
right.
How about you saying the whole tweak? You know? Yeah, you have to tweak it. You always want to get better. You never want to get better.
And definitely, Owen, do both of y'all watch the product of WWE, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, and TNA when it's on?
I'll
let
you go first.
I really watch Ring of Honor online on YouTube sometimes. That's what I'm searching for, because I know Maria Kanellis is over there, and I can't
hear.
I do watch TNA. I actually would, honestly, I would rather be a TNA knockout than a WWE, just for the simple fact that they let their knockouts wrestle. They let their knockouts be wrestlers before their pretty faces. That's something that I strive to do as a women's wrestler. I don't want to be just another big face. I want to be a wrestler before I am a women's wrestler. I just want to be a wrestler. So I am a fan of TNA. When I was in middle school, I was watching it. I was a diehard TNA fan, really more than a WWE fan, because their knockout division is amazing. Christy Hemme is over it, I believe, right now. She's doing wonderful, especially coming from the WWE. An amazing, like, role model to the knockouts. And then when Mickie James got released to WWE, went to TNA, of course I was on top of TNA. That's how I met Mickie James for the first time, through TNA. So, of course, I have to give them their props, because I finally got to be my idol. But I am a fan of TNA, and of course I'm a fan of Jeff Hardy, my favorite men's wrestler, and he's over there as well. So they have a really good roster right now. I just wish that they would get their finances are not where they should be to get the promotion that they should have. Because they're a wonderful promotion, but they don't have the finances that they get to have. So I'm a fan.
I never watched TNA. Like, I honestly, with my mind is going with right now, I was flipping through the channel and I seen another wrestling coach at the time. That was it. I was like, wow, they have a different shape ring than WWE. That was my first time ever seeing. I never knew what it was, and I watched it. And it was cool. You know, it was cool. But, you know, it's WWE, it's that dream, you know? It's more common, WWE, like WWE superstar. So that's the dream, you know, that everyone wants to get to. And, you know, being the guy, you know, being the WWE champion, you know, if you're not in it for that, like Triple H said, what you pick up, you might as well go home. So my intent is always WWE. I've always watched TV front. Now, since I'm knowledgeable of wrestling, I watch you know, Ring of Honor. I watch NXT, which is phenomenal. I watch a lot of old school wrestling, like old school WCW. I have Rise and Fall of WCW. I watch that. I just watch old school matches that kind of, you know, face all of the talk. So I kind of pretty much try to stay away from the dual product. It's cool to have a mark out moment, but eventually that's where, you know, me, myself, and Kia want to be. TNA's cool. And what's TNA now as far as wrestling wise? I guess TNA, so they show a lot more than social media. But they show more of social media on WWE than they do TNA. So as far as you want to just watch wrestling, TNA is cool, but WWE is entertainment. They also wrestle and entertainment. And I've been watching WWE for years. So no matter what promotion comes along, they're not going to stir me away. As far as Lucha Underground, I haven't watched the full show, but I have seen the highlights, and those guys are amazing. So I'm stupid. I can't really say anything about it. I haven't watched it, but what I've heard, and they said it's an awesome show.
And definitely even the women also work with the men on there also.
Yeah. I've seen a highlight video of the women wrestling. The women wrestling there, they you would think they are the men, the way they, you know, they wrestle, and not, you know, any of the looks at all, but the way they perform, you would think they are men, because most of them, like, I think wrestle with Lucha Mask. I don't know if it's, you know, for certain, but I know you pick and choose. I know John Morrison, Ezekiel Jackson, you know, the Twitter, now they're over there.
Definitely is. It's like it's a definitely an excellent show to watch. Also, with 20 guys on that roster actually over that people invest their time in and watching and they use correctly.
Yeah. So. Like I said, I haven't watched it. I plan to. I always say I'm trying to watch it. But I am eventually going to get to it and actually watch it. I want to see what's the hype. Everyone I've talked to, as far as my friends in general, they love the show. So, yeah, I'm going to take a look at it.
Right, definitely.
Right,
definitely. And do y'all see 2015 that wrestling going to be more all over? Get more popular from last year.
I honestly think that indies should be the main focus, because that's where all the big companies should be getting their talent. They should just pull them from modeling agencies, videos, TV. I honestly think indie wrestling should be the focus. Anyway, indie wrestling is foundation of what wrestling should be, especially when it comes to, like, ROH and the PWX, AWC. You know, they're trying to bring back wrestling. I honestly think that indie promotions don't get the recognition that they do, especially a lot of the smaller promotions. I haven't really been outside of Atlanta, just to North Carolina. But Trans South is another promotion that we like to teach
State,
Flatline, Anarchy, you know, stuff like that.
APW,
they, like, especially Georgia wrestling, they need some, indie wrestling really needs some more recognition. So hopefully people start to recognize where their foundation is coming from.
I feel there's a wrestling vacant. It's way popular. Then I say, I mean, it's because, you know, back then, about 10, 12 years ago, social media wasn't really as popping as it is. You had Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook. Hell, you even got MySpace. So it's a lot more active than it was about 10, 12 years ago. Wrestling, you know, a wrestling is a sport that always going to be around. it goes back for years and years before it was even advertised and covered. It goes back years. So it's always, it's a great sport. And a lot of people think that since we wrestle TV, that's just, you know, smoke and mirrors, that we don't, some of the ignorant people don't really, that we don't really take, that we just go out there and just do it. It's an art. That's what I call it. It's an athletic so-so.
Right.
As far as the comeback, I think in 2015, I think you can expect more of it, like I said, making an impact, to let it more recognition and let them know, like, hey, wrestling does matter. Indie wrestling does matter. You know, people, I hate when, you know, if someone that comes from a magazine that just puts on the boots has a couple of years of training and becomes a, you know, and you have guys that have been on the team 10 plus years, busting their ass and busting their chops, and they don't get the same recognition because they're not what they're looking for, basically. So as far as 2015, you can expect a hope. you can expect it coming back shortly. So it's got to, it all has to pace itself, but eventually wrestling will be like it, you know, was in the top, probably was the top three sports talking about eventually one day. One day I would like to get it back, you know, on ESPN or on a lot of local, you know, nighttime talk shows, stuff like it was back in the day. Yeah, awesome. You know, TV shows, talk shows, rock talk shows, and now you see that, but it's not mostly out there. You got to kind of find it.
Right.
Hopefully, as years go on, you like, it would be cool to see WWE on ESPN. They're just talking about it.
Right.
That would be cool to see on ESPN. They're reviewing, they're critiquing the show. That would be kind of cool.
Or even Take Six with Stephen A. Smith. Mateek and Raw, Impact, and other shows.
Exactly. Something like that. It could, wrestling, it has endless possibilities. It's never going anywhere. Some people who don't understand it have to just realize that. So hopefully one day they can test out, like, you know what, wrestling. Because some people think it's still fake. So they'll tell you it's not fake.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. And I think it'll be a lot of the old wrestlers that everyone watched back in the day will still be there bumping around. But it's, our machine is our body. Not to have a long-winded response to the question, but our body is our machine. That's our set. So take control. But you just have to push through. That's right. I think all athletes are born with another element in their body. They have a drive. Non-athlete people won't be able to.
Right. And they just got to realize that they still have the bumps and the bruises still to be need to be tend to on a daily basis and stuff. And wrestling do get up there with football also with their concussions and other injuries also.
There's no off season, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know.
And definitely, yes.
So, like, after 2015, you can expect a lot. You expect it to be more impactful. I know I keep using that word, but that's going to be the word for 2015, impactful.
Right. And definitely, pro wrestling needs that union right there.
What union?
So, like, a wrestling union also to get those, you know, to get those benefits and also even raises for these big companies and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some, I kind of have, like, kind of ifs and ands about that. Because, you know, wrestling, you know, you're an independent contractor. So it's like, if they were to get in a union, we would become employees. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It would just be different as far as, so there's no retirement plans for wrestling for some people who think that they are. I'm telling you right now, there's no retirement plan. So if you're an independent contractor, so you either got to save your money or invest or be fortunate enough to have, you know, movie careers like Dave Bautista, John Cena, The Rock, Stone Cold. So you can, or have like shows, like Shawn Michaels has a show. Stone Cold, they always have his podcast and his show, his new show that's coming on. Sci-fi, I believe, or USA. So, yeah, there's no retirement, there's no, you know, union. It should be, but I mean, that's just a whole nother can of worms.
Right, and definitely UFC was like one of those other ones that also have these health benefits for their contracted fighters now in MMA.
Yeah, UFC. I'm not sure if UFC has the union, but I know NFL has influenced it heavily ever since, you know, Ray Rice. They have had a lot of issues the last couple of years, so they're on it, white on rice. They don't want to mess it up and anything. Any small, minor limp or any deterioration from their vision, anything that's wrong, they would be the first to know. They don't want any complaints, especially from the NFL. As far as wrestling, I mean, and I'm not really sure if I would want a union. I'm not sure. So I haven't reached that level yet. So maybe once I get there, hell yeah, I'll probably want a union. But I don't know.
Right, it's certain ones that's also that left dirty and TNA is now making, you know, more money than they ever doing overseas and going back to do indies like the AJ Styles, Alberto Del Rio's. They actually have enjoying their life right now.
Yeah, you know, and that's what you want to do. Majority of the time and all the time is live your life. That's when it's fun. You want to have fun when you are there. He always tells us before every show, you know, go out there and play. You know, it's work, but you want to go out there and have fun. You don't want to go out there and be miserable and just do it and get it over, you know. Where's the fun and emotion out of that? You got to first love it before you do it. If you don't love it, some people just do it for the money, some people do it, you know, for the recognition. Some is both. Some of it comes in and comes later. It's just all, wrestling is just great.
Right. Definitely. And do y'all have anything to plug for any upcoming shows or any other things for our listeners?
We have PWX January 17th in Supreme, North Carolina.
Come see us at AWE. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Here, got it.
In Hickory, North Carolina, they have a good card going on right now. They got Moose and Uha going against each other. They also got AR Fox and Caleb Conley going against each other. Those would be two good matches. We also have AWE January 29th at the Masquerade. 8 o'clock. They haven't given out ticket prices yet, but you can find all the information at AtlantaWrestlingEntertainment.com. Of course, we got WWE 4 every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Our Super Show, we're making a comeback for the new year. We have our Super Show on this Thursday, January 1st. Bell time is 7:30.
7:30.
Free wrestling, can't get much better than that. It's amazing free wrestling, and of course, we will be there. Anything else?
Hell yeah. Can I shout out my Twitter, Instagram?
Yeah, you can go right ahead and plug that also.
Hey, shout out. Okay, follow me on Instagram at HypeStar94. It's HypeStar, the number 9 and the number 4.
Follow me on Twitter at @r_StarGunner on Twitter. On Facebook, you just put on Night and my light bright ass beer.
You can follow me.
Alright.
You can follow
definitely
me on Facebook. Kiera Hogan is just my personal page. My Instagram is HoganKnowsBest18. If you did not know, my last name is Hogan. It's not a work. It's a shoot. My last name is really Hogan. And my Twitter is HoganKnowsBest3. So you can follow me there. Yeah, I also want to shout out Heather Harmon Photography.
Love you, Heather.
For taking our wonderful pictures. She's a wonderful photographer. She takes all of our promo pics for AWE. She also is a graphic designer. Check out all nice t-shirts coming soon.
Hey, you take 10 years off my skin, Heather. You're amazing.
Yeah. Love it.
Shout out New Age one time. Okay, so yeah, not sure where this is going, but hi mom, shout out my mom in DC. We ain't in DC enough all day.
Yeah, you definitely got to get those turn-up shirts on, so.
Oh, yeah, trust me, it's coming. I'm going to still use turn-up, but I got to find, I'm going to get a little bit creative of how I want to go about it, since I am a jerk now. I'm going to go about it a little bit differently, but trust me, they're coming soon.
Yes, it's nice to have both of y'all on tonight. You can come back anytime to Wrestling If Back the Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. It's been a blast.
Yes, it's an honor. And,
oh, don't make me cry.
And definitely, both of y'all have a good night.
Thank you. You too. And Happy New Year to you.
All right. Same to you.
God bless you, man. You and your family. I have a good holiday. Y'all stay safe. Be easy.
All right, bro. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Turn Up, Owen Knight, and Kiera Hogan. If you want to listen to this archive, is at Wrestling It Factor group page on Facebook or at Blog Talk Radio under Wrestling It Factor or Star Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. Up with it, got a house, California, they stacked up with it, got a Louis V bag, they stacked up with it. a player, watch some juice to play it safe. Watch check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Watch check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A, in the A.
Buckingham Palace, I'm bucking on the motherfucking beat, goddammit. I ain't lost a step, but some of y'all niggas loud to death. Just playing ball, I was called the best. And now they only call me Daddy Fat Tax. I ride a Cadillac with a diamond in the back at the sun rooftop. My doctor said I'm lacking the vitamin D I need. The sun won't stop. Shine brighter, rhyme tighter. So anybody in your top 10, my nigga, my nigga. Like a postman, I deliver. See, I'm the letter with the anthrax in it. Pass that, hit it. Snip it, snout it. Then gon' take a bump, shout it. I take a number cause I'm serving the chumps that wanna jump up and get me down. I'm brand new begin, brand new again. Never get old. When I was little boy, they said I had an old soul. Old gold, ride with the pimps on the whole stroll. Now that's loco, and you're local, and I'm global. That means worldwide, like a rising tide. I'm gonna subside and rise again like clockwork. C-Bone is gonna show you how the gun works. Non-violent, though. No violence, just style and hope. From the birthplace of MLK, where everything ain't okay, but KKK. Aye. I'm on Malcolm and Martin. Come get some, be a target. Standing in the kitchen with the AK, 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 the shot.
I keep it
playing,
watch some juice to play it safe.
Boy,
check the resume, it's risky business. I keep it player, watch some juice to play it safe. Watch check the resume, it's risky business in the A.
The premises, if you wanna play with death, you get stung like the crocodile hunter. Got them racks slinging them packs, and no, we can't leave the sacks alone. Higher than a fisting, cause my weed need a chaperone. And then, big boy, you'll pass the lighter. I'm convinced that we started the California brush fires. 1, 2, and it don't stop. So many whips at my crib, your chick came, the bitch thought it was a roadblock. Spending cash so fast, you think I'm foolish. And I love chicks with ass, throwing arcs like St. Louis. Who's it? Got chicks hugging my nuts like a Speedo. Cause when I'm on the mic, I go for broke like T.O. But we know I'm rich and pay the bills at my mother house. Atlanta crib jealous cause I'm chilling at my other house. Yeah, you may be able to out-trap me, but none of you niggas will ever out-trap me.